Hi, and welcome to the Roxy Hayes Podcast. I'm Roxy Hayes, your host, and this is the podcast where I get to dive deep into all the things I'm curious about, whether it's nerd culture, pop culture, relationships, or just the wonderfully weird and interesting world around us. Some episodes will be totally off the cuff, and sometimes we'll have special episodes where I revive my old shows like Bedtime Bitchin', Anti-Meridian, and Tell Me a Story. But no matter what, it's always going to be a fun, unpredictable ride. So sit back and let's get into it. Way too excited. Hey y'all. Well, now that's too flat, man. Here we go. Let's go. You ready? I'm ready. I'm gonna include that neck cracking in there. What the fuck is up? Welcome back to the Roxy Hayes Podcast, where we dive into all things nerdy, chaotic, and ridiculously fun. And today I'm talking about something that hits me right in the feels: music, specifically the soundtracks that define our favorite video games, anime, and movies. You'll know some are going to make you cry, cheer, or, you know, they make you feel like you could just take on the world. Joining me today is somebody who knows their way around a killer soundtrack, musician, and all-around nerd. Which name do you want?
God dang, that's crazy. Oh, man. This your master of waves, loving George Trouble Boy, A-E-O-X-I-S, Aoxys. What's up, y'all?
So that's the name you wanted?
Yeah.
Aoxys, yay. I want to know if you want your government on here. So yeah, welcome to the show. So before we get into the deep cuts, let's start with some basic. What's a soundtrack that you absolutely love? Like when you first heard it, it blew your mind. Like you're like, this is now the soundtrack to my life.
The soundtrack to my life?
This is the soundtrack to my life.
I mean, I started young, dude. It was, It was, I know it's going to sound stupid because you heard me do a cover of one of the songs. It was fucking Lion King. If we want to go animated, it was Outlaw Stars, but yeah, it was the freaking Lion King.
Yeah, first of all, both of those, that's some heat. Either one was a great answer. I definitely think that Lion King is fire. As a person with a Lion King tattoo, I definitely understand. But you did a cover of Be Prepared. So you feel like you resonate more. I mean, I could definitely see you as more of a villain. You feel like you resonate more with the villains?
Well, a lot of the times, yeah. Specifically, I don't know what it was about that song when I was a kid, but I was obsessed with it. Because I was like, well, first of all, because I mean, as you can see, the way I be growing my beard, sometimes it's like scar, and like my father had it at the time. I was like, I look just like that guy, so I look like Scar. Wee. I just thought it was like the most theatrical song within it. Like, that's what I thought. Like, I loved everything else. I loved The Circle of Life. I love Can't Wait to Be King. I loved all the other tunes, but the one that just made me go like, oh my god, I feel this in my goddamn soul, was that, because it had so many different elements to it. It had like the theatrical, like, okay, this is the villain guy, but then you start hearing like these Latin rhythms in the background, and I'm like, yo, this is a it's wow.
Some,
like,
it's wait, some wait heat. A minute. It's some heat.
I was like, yeah, that boy was killing it.
That is definitely that's a solid answer. I think for me, dang, I asked you the question, and I don't even know. I had a couple that were floating around in my mind. Lion King for sure is up there. I would definitely say, as far as like game soundtracks, Parappa the Rapper. I used to go crazy for some Parappa the Rapper soundtrack. Like, I would just listen to the music. Also, Jammer Lammy more than Parappa the Rapper. I don't know if you ever played Jammer Lammy. So Jammer Lammy, she was like a lamb that played the guitar. So it was more like rock inspired song.
wait a minute.
It's a Parappa spinoff. And she was a lamb and she played the guitar, and she was running late for a gig. So and she like lost her guitar. So the whole game is her trying to get to this gig and find her guitar, but on the way, like, stuff's happening and she ends up having to help. And it's like, the music's in my mind. And so, like, she ends up helping, like, put out a fire, and the hose turns into a guitar. She ends up, like, babysitting these babies, and now the baby's a guitar. And then, like, some kind of way she goes to space, and it's just a lot is going on. Yeah, it's a lot going on.
It sounds like it's a lot going on. Like, can I say something real quick?
Of course.
I gotta say, like, because you do like me, you do a lot of things. That's what makes me like interested in you as an artist as a whole, because it's just like, what can't this girl do? But it's like your descriptions, especially in your stand-ups, your descriptions of shows be having me on another. As a kid, my mind would go so many different places whenever I would think about just the concept after I would watch a show and just sit back and go, how would I explain this to somebody? And you like take the words that I wish I had when I was a kid. You throw it out. And I'm like, yo, that's exactly how this should be explained. But to anyone listening, it's like, what?
It's like, what is going on? And the funny thing is that literally came from me doing that, because I've just seen so much stuff. I would be explaining it to people and they're like, I've never seen that. And I'm like, oh, well, this is what happens. So yeah, mm-hmm. it just started to become a thing. But yeah, not because now you're gonna play Jammer Lammy, don't you? It's fire game. It's on. I have it.
Is it on Steam?
No, is it on Steam? Somebody, I played it on a Steam Deck, but I think like they like downloaded it in a weird way. It came out on PlayStation. PlayStation. I was trying to remember if it's PlayStation 1 or 2, but it came out on PlayStation. It's one of, but it was like punk rock and like rock, and they had some funk songs in there. It just was like a blend of different music. So that one was fire. I'm also gonna go with the Sonic 2 soundtrack. That was some
Sonic beat. 2 or Sonic Adventure 2?
Oh, both.
yeah. I agree with you, because it was Sonic 2 was my first ever Sonic game, and then I played Sonic 3 and Knuckles. But Sonic 2, I was like, oh, this is great. I tell people all the time, like, Sonic is the reason why I was never running around. I am not gangster by any means, but. and that is the fault of my gangster brothers and their friends just going, hey. This little man can draw and he's smart. Hey, go play Sonic.
I want to be a friend with you guys.
Go play Sonic.
I was like, no, get out of here.
Pretty much. They threw me in the house. I'll be playing Sonic. But they all knew the cheat codes to the game. Hey, you want to get supersonic? You can turn gold.
Huh? So,
like, that's why I stayed in the house.
And now look. Pretty much. It was for the best.
I became obsessed with the soundtrack, obsessed with the visuals, and here I am.
This is some heat. And speaking of that brings me to my first segment, the classics. So these are like iconic soundtracks that define a generation. So every fandom has its classic. These are those soundtracks that are like instantly recognizable and have become part of the culture. So right now we're gonna try to figure out like the greatest of all time. So what's a soundtrack that you feel like every nerd should know, like you should have this in your arsenal? So we're gonna start first with video games. What is like the greatest, if you were like introducing somebody to video games,
yeah,
and you go, hey, put this in, this is some heat.
Oh fuck.
That's hard for me too, because I'm like, I know there's some where there's great songs, but like the whole soundtrack being fire.
All right, so here's the thing. The reason why a lot of the times I, because of how I was introduced to video games. And when I say I was on the Sonic wave, I was on the Sonic wave like hell. And of course, a lot of people, not everybody, but a lot of people who need to resonate with, like, it has something for everybody in it. That's Sonic Adventure 1. It is. It is. Mm-hmm. Because it had the rap, it had the hip hop, it had the jazz, it had everything. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, well, and I know it's going to be some people that disagree with me, because there are going to be some people that are instrumentalist heads. There are some people that are tech heads, all that other stuff. It's just like, yeah, but it had something for literally everyone. I remember at one point I was literally listening to the soundtrack and my mother walked in the room and was like, oh, this is nice. And I'm like, and of course it was Knuckles' freaking theme song, but I'm like, oh, yeah.
Oh, this is nice.
My super 7-day-minutes mother that thought I was listening to the demonic hippity hops. All right, that's not who my mother was. My mother just like, wanted to be a cousin. But yeah, it's just like, no, that was pretty freaking in there. If I was going to introduce a nerd and say, hey, this is video game music, then I would show them that soundtrack, from an eclectic standpoint. But if it was like this person was a nerd already, and they're uh-huh. they're kind of in that realm. Ooh, that's a hard one. The classic greatest of all time. Oh my god.
Is, you seem so stressed.
I am.
Say the first one that comes to your mind. Right now. I'm standing in front of you. I'm like, hey, give me, I want to hear a soundtrack right now. What would you say?
Okay, I can't throw a wrestling game in there. That don't count.
You can. No, because I was actually thinking of some wrestling game.
Oh my god.
Which wrestling game?
What was the first one I played? Well, I ain't gonna say here because of pain. Raw. Oh my god. Oh my god, baby girl. Yeah,
like, we going old.
That was heavy.
Like, we going.
That was heavy.
That was what, 02?
Yeah, that was pretty heavy. It's so weird. It's so weird. That's a tough one. I would say, oh man, you know what? Fuck it. To me, what appealed to me the most, like I said, I jump on, and it's, you're gonna be mad at me for saying this, but
oh god. I'll forgive you.
No, so I grew up a classical head, right? Mm-hmm. Because like that was like the only thing I was really exposed to until I started hanging around my brothers was either classical music or like Christian rock. So
you see, use Creed.
Oh my god. You know what's funny? I never personally listened to You know, hey, hold on. Let's talk about the fact that was one of the songs on those commercials that would come on late at night that would show you all the freaking like Yeah, I'm like, yo.
What is this?
It goes from that. And, can you take me higher? Doom. Tell me how am I
like, supposed to live? That was one of my favorite commercials. That's so funny.
Saying that whole thing with his chest. But yeah, no, that's what got chest. Me. That's what got me very into what's the game? Soul Calibur.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Okay. So we're going with Soul Calibur.
Yeah, that was one of the reasons why I stayed on the first game I ever played. I think I played Soul Calibur 2. Was that the first one that I played? But I was just like, it's so orchestrated. But okay, yeah, not the greatest of all time. I guess we can jump into like Final Fantasy because everybody talks about that shit.
Final Fantasy 7? That's the one I was gonna go with.
Everybody jumps in there.
It's fire. It's even now. You Soul Calibur was on your heart, so hey, I'm gonna say you said Soul Calibur.
Oh my god.
Speak to your soul. Hey, talk your shit. Speak to your heart.
Hey, Javon on that other shit. Like, hey, this is for me.
For me, these are my dreams. I definitely was gonna go Final Fantasy. Oh, Kingdom Hearts, I feel like is
oh, Kingdom Hearts was
beside from the when you that was some heat, but just overall the game itself.
That's the only song people be remembering.
Oh, that's all it needed. So we're gonna go. God. This one's gonna be a little harder. We're going movies, not animated. Just like, well, no, we can do animated. No Disney though. Movies.
Okay, yeah, no Disney.
No Disney, because Disney's his own separate category. What do you think? What is like the top movie? And this how we're gonna do this, because it's hurting you in the soul. You got a picture. We kicking it. We hanging out. Okay. I'm like, hey, put on that blank. What you putting on?
You know I'm a weird motherfucker.
I want to hear it.
This ain't even all that bad.
Put on that.
I'm putting on Star Wars, dude.
Which one? All of it?
Which one was Vader in? Oh, shit. Because I'm not the biggest Star Wars fan. But it's just like...
But the soundtrack is fire.
You think I was already like all these trends and shit coming out now on the internet? It's like we've been dancing to shit like this for years. Okay, come on, that's it. Hey, somebody put a hip hop beat behind that. Hey.
That's just me. It's me. Hey, Star Wars is not a bad pick. If we're going straight movies, mm-hmm. I'm going Clueless. Clueless is wow. one of my favorite soundtracks. Yeah. Clueless, the with looking at a dirty window. Like that is my, like, I feel like that's iconic 90s punk rock pop. It had even had Coolio in there.
Yeah, they did.
Like it had some heat. It had some heat. I was just listening to it too, so that's probably why it's at the top of my head. But it had the Beastie Boys. It was just it's a good ass soundtrack. I like eclectic stuff, so I like listening to soundtracks that have different types of music in there too. So that's probably one of my favorite movie soundtracks. I'm definitely, if you're like, hey, you at the house, you're like, hey, put that, I'm putting on Clueless. We finna run that Clueless soundtrack.
I got you. Now that you can party with that. You can party with that.
Yeah, like we can. Like truly, she got some heat. Next we're gonna go anime. And I'll go first for this one, because I got my answer off Naruto. And I'm doing all the songs. Every single, we're going all both. And Shippuden, we're doing both.
All right, so
it's some gas, yes, sir.
All right, so considering, and it's like I'm not going to limit it to the theme songs, but considering my favorite band mm-hmm. of all time, Flo, made like I don't know how many theme songs for fucking Naruto. Like
80.
yeah. I'm like, oh yeah, y'all did freaking go, freaking we. Yeah, and y'all just said, nah, we're gonna keep them. We're gonna keep them.
Yeah, like, let them do it again.
As far as like entire series that spanned over, damn, I can agree with you on there. I can agree with you.
It's because it's literally every opening was heat. Like I work out to most of the songs I work out with are Naruto songs mm-hmm. like that. Everyone was heat. We got Bluebird is probably one of the most iconic ones.
Yeah.
Like. Yo, that's fire. But it's that other
one. Oh my
god,
don't get me started, bro.
You are taking me back.
Oh my god, I'm gonna.
That's what I'm saying. Look,
I'm so glad I'm not drinking right now. I'm so glad I'm not drinking right now. Because.
that shit is mm-mm. me.
Oh my god, I'm so glad I'm not drinking right now because I would literally be crying.
That's
Asian Kung Fu Generation is one of the greatest. It was by Sambo Master.
Sambo Master? They are so fine.
Dog, he gotta be tired.
Which one you talking about?
That joint is dope. That joint was dope. And dog, I see videos of that band doing it live. Their singer be sweating buckets singing that damn song. I'm like, hey, go ahead. I'm like, he's going into the ninja war by himself. That's how he be sweating. I'm like, yo.
Somebody getting their ass whooped. What was the one? God. I think it was the outro song, but like everybody was running.
It was an outro song.
Remember.
That wasn't the one by Back On, was it? Not Back On. What's that rapper's name? What was it? Oh, see, now I'm about to type something in. Hold on. Endings.
Type it in because I need to know.
Naruto endings.
But then it's also even like the sad ones, even the soundtrack that's within the show, the different like the little goofy song that be playing when he's doing some goofy stuff.
Dumb shit.
All the songs are some heat.
No, it they are. Now I'm looking at it like because I'm looking at a list of like their openings and endings. I'm like, dang, everybody worked on the Naruto like openings and endings. They got Flo, mm-hmm. Sambo Master, Orange Rain, Snorkel. I haven't heard of them in years. Stance Punk. Oh my god, are you serious? Everybody's in this joint. Or a ska band. Oh, I got to interview them years ago, and they made me blush like a little wimp.
Why were you blushing?
It was at Otakon. I forgot what year this was, but they performed at Otakon and I was there holding the camera for my buddy who was actually asking the questions. And after he was done, because he didn't really, he didn't know much about them. He just wanted to interview them and get it out the way. And it dawned on me halfway through the interview who they actually were, because I hadn't listened to them since like high school at the time. So I was like, oh, fuck, is that, they're freaking awesome. And the reason I didn't recognize them is because their, I think it was their saxophone player, wasn't on tour with them because she was pregnant at the time. So I'm just sitting there like, oh my God, it's them. Okay. All right. Did the video. Let's just get out of here. Cool. I got to see them. They seem like cool people. And they were like, well, we still have time for the interview. Y'all got any other questions? I was like,
I do.
Well, no, it wasn't even that. It was just like, my boy Damien was just like, not me. AT, you got any questions? I was like, I was like, no, I don't really have any questions, but you know, hey, I've listened to y'all for a long time. Yo, this was an amazing experience. Thank you guys so much. And they're all just staring at me like, and I'm like, what's going on? And then they start murmuring, and one of them looks at me and says, your voice very sexy. And I was like, and I started packing up the stuff. I started packing up the stuff real quick. And I started moving like, because I need you to understand how socially awkward I was back then. I was just like, oh no. So I'm like packing up stuff. I'm like, thank you guys so much. Y'all have a wonderful time. Good performance tomorrow. And I started moving and I'm trying to get out. They're still talking. It's like four translators in there, and one of them like opens the door and they're like, yo, they're still talking about you in here. Don't know if you want to do nothing about that. I was like, what? And Damien's like, you want to go back in there? I'm like, no. And at the time, I kind of also had like a kind of girlfriend. So no, I wasn't going back in there. But yo,
kind of girlfriend is also crazy.
I never hightailed it that quick in front of a group of women. I was like, oh my God. Like, if my face could have turned red, like, It was terrible. You would have been laughing at me like hell, because I was like, oh no. I was like, what did I do?
I don't know what to do with this information.
I don't know what to say right here. Like, I have no idea what to say right here. Like, older Tavon, a little different. Oh, yeah, you know, I was born with it. You know, what y'all doing after this? Y'all trying to get some food? Y'all know, y'all know what y'all want to eat? Which one of y'all single, you know? Not that I need to know. Not that I need to know, but, all of you? Oh, shit, listen, how long y'all in town?
That's crazy. And now we're not getting no more albums.
Right, so oh, no. No.
Ruin those women's lives. So now we're going to go to Disney. So what you... We're going to go into... Sorry, it's still funny. What is the best Disney soundtrack?
The best Disney soundtrack?
Like, hey, put that shit on. Not now, remember, we're not talking like, you know how people will be like, my favorite rapper is this, but the best rapper is Tupac. It's like, well, if you don't like Tupac, then don't say it's like, yeah, I want your best. Not on paper. We kicking it. Hey, put on that. What you putting on? Your face is crazy. Why are you so stressed?
because I'll be sitting here just like, I like all of this. But let's see. All right. I'm just going to go into childhood mode and just think about what made me go like, oh, fuck yeah. And so young Tavon says Mulan.
Ooh. You was out here listening to the True to Your Heart, 98 Degrees, and Stevie Wonder. That's your bottom.
First of all, let me tell you something. I don't know why when I was a kid, but this is what also like confused like my older brothers when they heard me listening to it. They're like, "Hey, T, you okay? You want to talk to us about something?" But my favorite song in there wasn't even, because I've covered "Be a Man," right? So like normally people talk to me, "Oh yeah, that was a great song in that soundtrack." This and that, like, what's your favorite tune? And I'm like,
Reflection.
That shit took me to my happy place when I was a kid.
Which version? Christina's version at the end, or the version in the movie? In movie version.
I love Christina's version at the end, but I like the one in the movie better.
I know movie.
Yeah. But that shit sent me to a happy place. That calmed me down. I was a kid with a freaking bad temper. Like, so I'm just sitting here.
Sing a little bit.
Oh no, no, I ain't doing
sing,
that.
Sing a line.
That is not my vocal range.
That's your range.
No, it ain't. I'm a baritone.
Hit that note. I know you hit that note.
I'm a baritone. I can't do none of that. I'm a baritone. First of all,
say, I'm a boy, it, Damon.
If I sing that song, I'm gonna sound like it's wrong. It's just him to look at me.
Do it.
No. I can't. Like,
you already started.
What is that note? Like, when will my what was it? Reflection show who I am. I can't do it.
That was all falsetto. That was crazy.
Yeah, of course. I told you I don't have a high voice. Like, people hear me sing live, I'm like, I hope y'all know I'm singing that with my chest. I ain't got it. Like, I can hit some notes, but that I probably need a little bit of that stuff. But
No.
I know I wiped my nose when I said that, but that's not what I meant. That is not what I meant. I have never done I have never done that.
Hey, that'll help hitting them notes.
I know. I see people do it. I'm like, you sure you gonna be all right there? Yeah, I got it. Like, yo, that's the first note you do after you sniff it.
That is hilarious. Mm-mm. I'm gonna have to go. I want to go Lion King, and I love the Lion King soundtrack. I feel like it's great, but I got two other ones that I'm gonna go that might, they're not controversial. Mm-hmm. But I'm going number one, Hercules.
Hercules has and that's, a hell of a soundtrack, dog.
Yo.
That was groovy as fuck.
Yo. It was just like so much blackness in this movie. But like even just the scores are so, like, Hercules is one of soundtracks where when it comes on, sometimes I'll cry depending on my mood. Mm-hmm. So just like you were with Reflection, that was me with Go the Distance.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. I will find my way. I can go the distance. I don't care about... Yeah, like that was me. Because I always just felt like, you know, like I have all this stuff inside me that people don't see. But one day everybody will see and I'll reach my potential. And I was also super obsessed with Greek mythology. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
But I was always obsessed with Greek mythology, and I used to study Greek mythology as a child. So then when Hercules came out, I already knew about Greek mythology. So when I was watching the movie, I'm like, this is it. This is non-canonical, but it's still a great movie.
Funny shit. Okay. Funny thing is, when you say that, because as a kid, I did the same thing. So I was like, Hercules, oh yeah, that's the Roman version. His name's Heracles. And then I'm like, and like as a child, I felt like, because, hey, listen, one thing, it was so hard for my parents to punish me, because they'll be like, you know what? No TV. Okay, I'll read. Well, we can't tell this young black man not to read.
You didn't have a ball.
Well, it can't be comic books. Okay. See some mythology book, history, something like that. And they're just like, all right, at least he's not in trouble. But I'm like watching the movie and I'm like, this is a very, very nice version of what I've read. I was exposed to some shit.
Like, ooh. I actually shouldn't have been reading this. Like, this is actually terrible.
No, not at all. I'm like, listen, I've harbored a hate for Zeus.
He's such an asshole.
I'm like, yo, how you father that many kids and you just don't give a crap
at all. what a terrible person you are.
It's like, my man, better. You castrated your pops, but you need to be okay.
Somebody get his nuts out of here, because he is using them way too loosely.
But funny thing about Hercules though is, normally when people mention that movie, the first thing that comes to my mind isn't the soundtrack, even though the soundtrack is freaking fire. Guess what the first thing that comes to my mind is? We are worms! It comes to
my mind. I live with me wearing his merchandise. I want those shoes so bad. I wanted them Air Herc so bad. So the next one we're going to get into is music that hits different. Like, it just hits you in the gut. Like, when you hear that soundtrack, you instantly weep. I know I said Hercules was one of mine, but I have a couple more. What about you? What soundtrack? And it could be from movies, TV, games, Disney, whatever. Like, if you hear that soundtrack, if you hear, and it doesn't even have to be the whole soundtrack, honestly. You hear this song, you're losing it.
If I hear the song, I'm losing it. Oh man, I have a cross between it's ooh, oh no. I might have a three-way here. I might have a three-way here. Okay. One's a video game. One's anime. One is, oh no, it's another video game. So
two video games and an anime.
Yeah. So Seven Deadly Sins.
Ooh.
If I ever hear Escanor's theme, I am on one. You cannot stop me. You're like, that's it. It's like, yo, this shit embodies it. Motherfucker that says you can't stop me from doing nothing. Oh, there's that. There is, I mean, of course, One Winged Angel. That's just gonna take me up, but specifically the Advent Children version. So I guess that's another movie. But soundtrack just makes me go, yep, all right, it's go time. Doom Eternal. Doom Eternal. I was like, God dang, man, this man, I ain't never played a Doom game in my life. But I heard that soundtrack.
What?
I have never played Doom ever.
That is hilarious.
I heard Doom Eternal. I was like, oh boy.
What?
I've never played Doom. Well, there's a reason why. So here's the thing. Into some wild stuff as I am, there are certain games that I'm just like, this isn't for my spirit. Doom was never for my spirit. Dead Space was never for my spirit. Any game where motherfuckers just running at you that way, Resident Evil, yeah, like, even though, you know, I played, what was it? I played Resident Evil Dead Aim. That's what I played. But I'm like, y'all can have it, man. This is just too much stress for me.
Like, my heart can't take this.
I could literally throw hands with heavyweights, but that just, I can't do it. I can't do it.
It's too much going on. That's a solid pick. Wait, what was your other one? You said two video games and anime. Oh, you said them all?
Well, I said all three, but I said, I guess that the Advent Children version of One Winged Angel, is a movie. So,
got you. Okay. That makes sense. So I'm going to go. I already said go the distance. It's something about that just sets me off. I'm going to also have to go. It's definitely another Disney song. Oh, you know what? So I don't even know if I could say this. So I did like background acting on a show. Not going to say the show.
Yeah.
And then a person played a song from a Disney movie. So I got to hear this movie live. He was warming up on the piano and he played the song live. And as I was sitting there, I started crying. Like, it was involuntary. I literally started weeping. So I don't know if I could say the person's name, because I had to sign an NDA, but it is a movie that has now four movies. I think they're making a fifth one. And it is about something that children play with. I think that can piece the pieces together. It's from the first movie. Yeah. And so, like, first of all, I didn't know that this person was going to be there. I honestly did not know this person was still alive. This person is very old at this point. But, like, so just seeing this really elderly person that couldn't really walk or move play this song live and didn't even know that, like, it was all of that in culmination. And that was one of my favorite movies growing up. So it was, like, all the memories attached to that movie. Like, I remember going to see it with my dad and my brother. Like, that and just what that song means about just like support and having somebody there for you that cares. Mm-hmm. Like instant weep. And even when I hear that song without hearing the live version, instant weep. Another instant weep for me is Tarzan. You'll be in my heart.
I saw a play version of that. It was like, you know, an off Broadway type version of that out in what part of Maryland was I in? I think I was in like Bel Air or something. So it was like a lot of local actors and theater cats. They came together and put on a show for the community. And I forgot how much that soundtrack hit the heck out of me. So when they played that, when they sang that song, I was just like, oh man, like I think that might have caused me to be a little bit because I was dating a person at the time, and as that song was playing and here I am sniffling and they're comforting me and I'm comforting them, I'm like, dang, I think we're getting a little bit too close too fast. God damn. I might have screwed up and said I love you. I don't know.
No, it was the song. It was the song.
I swear it was the song. I swear, baby. I listen, stop throwing shit.
Yo, they had to slide you. Another one I would say is actually two more. A lot of these are Disney. I'm just like a Disney kid. Mm-hmm. Remember Me? When he sings at the end of Coco. Have you seen Coco?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When it's when the little boy sings it to the grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, please remember. And I was in the theater losing my absolute shit. It's that one. And then the last one I'll say is the song from Up when they're showing his life progressing. And it's no words. It's just classical music, essentially. Just a score. But like how it was so upbeat and fast when they're, you know, young and falling in love, and then it starts slowing down, and then she gets sick and she dies, and it's all the longest pauses.
Listen,
I'm on the floor. Scrape me up off the floor. And I saw Up. When I first saw Up, I was like by myself. I didn't see it like in theaters. I saw the DVD. And I was like, this looks cute. And I had to pause it. I just sat there. I'm like, this is how the movie fucking starts? Nah. Hey, I'm out. Oh, like, no. Sign me out of everything. But yeah, sad. Not of life. That sounds crazy, but maybe. Oh, I don't know. There was a lot going on.
Stay over here.
So here is my last question to you. If you could collaborate on any soundtrack, and that could be you writing for it, you composing the music, you doing vocals on something, like if you could impact the soundtrack, what soundtrack would you want to do? And it could be like something that's already out or a reboot of that thing, new version, whatever you want. What would
Tekken
that be?
Tekken 8.
You said that's the quickest you've answered anything.
And the crazy part about it is I think it's perfect. I just want to have a part.
Like, I just want to join in. I just want to be part. I'm trying to see what that be like. Why specifically Tekken 8?
Because it's like, it's the perfect, well, Tekken has been doing a real good job over the years, like bringing like electronic music with other eclectic feels. But I'm like, yo, this is like some heavy industrial and some other stuff going on here where I'm like,
yeah,
progression. I like this. Oh man, this kind of hard. Like, because to me, I'm like, Tekken hasn't really been hard. They have some hitters, but they ain't been hard.
Yeah.
Except for like, it's like two songs that make me go like, oh yeah, nah, that makes me think it's Tekken. It's time to fight. Get ready. Let's go. And that's Moonlit Wilderness. That stage. And they have a song. I think it was the intro to like Tekken 5. It's called Sparking. And I'm just like, yo, the way that song ends, because it goes from like acoustic kind of "I'm here now," like it sounds really cool. But then the way it ends, they got like the screamer in there, the metal starts going in, sparking. I'm like, okay. I was like, why is this song only 1 minute long? This is some fuck shit. I'm over here cussing. I don't even know if I'm supposed to cuss on this show. I'm cussing the whole time.
I think I started off by saying the F word. So,
all right.
You are
hey, listen. I have
no brand deals. I have no brand deals.
yo, I was saying that one time when I was live. And they were like, Tavon, sometimes when you get excited, things become so grotesque. I was like, see, I ain't got no sponsors.
Yeah, it's like, I can do what I want.
Do what the hell I want.
So, yeah, I think mine would be Arcane.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Arcane was hitting. Arcane was hitting. I think it's kind of for some of the same reasons you were saying about Tekken. Like when I was hearing, I'm like, okay, we got like, it's some rock songs in here. I said, oh, there's some rap songs in here. Oh, there's like some sad ass songs in here. There's so many. I just love genre bending things. Anything where they're putting different songs, different styles together, different types of pacing, all of that, that's when I'm in. But also, like, it still flows so well. Like there's not, it's sometimes like soundtracks when they do that, it'll feel like they just put songs together. But Arcane feels like, okay, they definitely, this is like a curated soundtrack. They weren't just putting stuff together because it was popular. They didn't just get popular artists. It's like, oh, okay, we got all A-listers. It's like, no, they got some people that aren't even super duper known. The songs are heat. It gives you feelings for the show. I've never been watching the show and heard a song and I'm like, this doesn't really go there. This doesn't really feel like it's part of the show. All of the songs feel like they're part of the show. So that will be it for me. This was a lot of fun. I very much enjoy talking music and soundtracks with you. So before you go, where can the people find you?
Oh, man. You can find me anywhere online at Aoxis, AEOXIS. You type that in, I'm the guy that comes up. If you type in my actual name, you'll find LinkedIn and a whole bunch of professional stuff. It's like I'm a totally different person, and I love it that way. But you can find me at Aoxis, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, for people to still use that. I'm up and down. Spotify, whatever, Apple Music. Yeah.
All right, sounds great. Make sure you follow him. He is hilarious. He also has a lot of dope music that I enjoy. It's really cool. So that's a wrap on this. Whether you're a soundtrack junkie or just like good music, remember, music is the heart of every great story. So make sure to subscribe, follow me, follow him as well. And remember, stay curious, keep wondering, or don't. I don't give a fuck what you do. I'm not your mama. Have a wonderful day. Peace. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to follow me on social media at Roxy Hayes, RoxyHaze. And if you'd like to support the show and get access to exclusive content, visit my Patreon at patreon.com/RoxyHaze. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and turn on notifications so you never miss an episode. See you next time, and stay curious.